put your stuff to the side, we'll do it later.
No, you don't have to have a stand there, you can move it, make sure you can communicate with Barbara. A quick tune.
Push it in a bit.
So we're going to have Sam next, who's going to perform Albatross in about 30 seconds. We'll put his hand up. And then we're going to have you. Will you make it up?
Oh, it's fine.
Sam. It's all good. There we go. And then, who's left? We've got Fenner, and we've got Alex, and we've got you. Amazing. So... We'll have you, and then as you're there, set up, we'll do amazing. And there's the microphone, make sure it's turned on. Okay? Then you'll have to make a number. Then I'll get you to Fenner. All right, Fenner in a minute. Then we'll do you, then we'll finish with you. No pressure. And what they're going to do, because it's being recorded, what they're then going to do next week is listen back to the recording with the music and mark themselves. So Millie, you can take the great luck doing that with your mother over the weekend. And she can give us a bell. Good. But well done. So, and that'd be so much fun. Well, what am I doing? We're doing Albatross. Now, Ben is supposed to be sending me an email.
He might do that.
Are you ready?
Like a
sound check
or?
No, I'll just you just play something. Turn it down.
What?
Turn yourself down. It's only Albatross. It's not Wembley Stadium.
Not.
2.
Microphone, make sure it's working, and then I should adjust and it'll be lovely. Tell everyone what you're singing. Do you want to hold the mic or put it on the stand? Okay, good.
You're so very special.
Thank you. with obviously the singers next year, who will have, we try and put a live band with them, because backing track just sounds naff. So Fenner will be performing his later in the year. Also, everyone when they do the recital has to perform without music. Well, he was going to, but backed out. So next time you hear them, they'll be performing all of them without music, which will be fun. And Fenner, and the other thing, and seeing Fenner, Fenner's off to see Dave Coz in October, I think. And I do always say the best way to learn how to perform is to go and see music performed in that style. So if you're doing jazz, it's a Pizza Express Club. If you're just doing some more classical music, there's lots of recitals in London. You've got to find three or four things to go and see. If you're going to a gig to watch something more pop, and don't get overcome by the emotion of the gig, you've got to watch how they're performing. So I do encourage everyone, please, you've got to go and see people perform to learn how to perform. And that piece that Fenner played, he's going to kill me now, whilst Heather gets ready. There's only two left, aren't there? Is that right? You two. Heather's doing Partners in, Heather. Fenner's doing Partners in Crime, so I urge you to look it up on YouTube. And there's a brilliant live version of Dave Coz, who is extremely cheesy, but it's brilliant. Fenner's going to do it brilliantly. But Dave Coz and pianist. Have you seen this, that version? Right, have a look at it. Dave Coz just does it live with just the piano, because you'll see what happens halfway through, because Fenner's going to do it just with Keith in his recital. And when you see what happens, you're all glad you watched it. So, I won't say any more. Go and have a look at it tonight, and then you'll fall about laughing. It's when they end up on the same piano stool together. Right! So, you are doing, you're going to announce it's a microphone at the right height. You're going to have a microphone stand and hold it. Okay, what piece are you doing?
It starts in about 3 minutes, doesn't it? Right, here we go.
So while we're doing the backing tracks.
Yeah, hang on, it's my fault. It's taken so long. Here we go. Let's try this.
Yeah.
recording it out on Wednesday with Keith playing piano. There's a challenge for you.
And last but not least, so a huge well done to everybody, because you know they do call me every day, one of the sons, and I call it back. So you know, and it's part of what I do is trying to get them to relax, actually just do it and then learn from it. So they're going to listen to their recordings, but you know, and they'll spot some gremlin, but who cares? Because when they come back and do it next half term, it'll be 1,000 times better. So can you give them a huge round of applause? Especially what she's done with Year 13s and some very challenging music. So thank you, Barbara. Good work. Well done. They've got to do another piece now, so I'm sick of hearing some of those. For the Year 13s, they've got to do their 10 to 12 minute recital in about 5 months' time. So they're going to do as many performances as possible and perform from memory and really get under the skin of it. And it's tough, it's challenging. The examiner's here. So, yeah, but everyone else has got a little bit more time, but they're going to be doing a lot of performing as well. So, well done. Thank you for coming. So, there we are. If you can stack your chairs to the side before you go, well done to everybody, and cheery bye. We're all going for that paid cross video. You did really well. And you want to really record it because I've got decent backing.
Oh, that was fantastic.
Thank you.
Oh, it's great. You're fine.
Thanks. Well, I've not said anything.
No. Send me an email. I feel he's doing well. Yeah, no, he's fine. He's different. No, he's fine. He's doing what he needs to be doing.
Good.
He's going to see Dave Cross because we're sitting at the back of the
event
as well.
He's only at Pizza Express as well.
Who, Dave is?
Yeah, so I'm trying to get to all that.
When's it Pizza Express?
I can't remember because we booked the
if you find
Burger King. When's
it Pizza Express?
Pizza Express.
Is it?
Because we were scanning through.
Can you send me a link and I'll sort it?
Yeah.
But you've got to watch that video because it's funny.
Yes.
Because halfway through, he's going to kill me and I don't care.
He's going to do it.
Because they're both as probably as gay and as camp as anything. And then halfway through, the guy just shuffles up on the piano stool.
And
Dave's there, sitting next to him. So Keith's dreading that moment. That's the cheese.
Yeah.
But he's doing brilliantly. Because we need to get. I've got to get you. Because I've forgotten. Because you were. Do you remember just emailing with back in truck whilst we were going? To get the microphone out. Because you've got to get used to using the microphone. Because he's got to have just as much vibrato as anything else.
Yes.
But
so he's got to do more performance.
Yeah, he will do. But he's
usually
fine. What he's got to do, your playing is fine. You've now got to perform.
Yes.
When you see Dave Cos on that Friday of half term, okay, I'll come and find you in the interval because you've got to look at what he does. You've got to break out of your comfort zone because you're naturally sort of, and you've got to be as cheesy as possible. You need to be going around the old people's homes. That's what, because you do a lot of that. They're the people that love Dave Cos. Almost so like that gig now. And then the people that love Dave Cos, and you've got to watch the whole gig how he performs. He's moving it around and he's swinging his hips. You've got to lose charisma and cheese and love of all, you know, it's like going to a Tom Jones gig where they just throw the niggas at him sort of thing, you know, it's that vibe. But you're gonna love it, you'll learn so much.
God, we'll see you there.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, me too.
See ya.